Good morning, good morning, good morning, DTM family. We are live on Facebook on this fifth day of April, the first Sunday in the month of April. And we are happy to be alive. First of all, we're happy to be here on Facebook with you. And we're trusting that you are doing well today. We are trusting that God's mercy and His goodness are your experience today. There is no God like our God. And so we thank Him this morning. Praise God for those of you who are coming in. Good morning, Sister Beth. Good morning, Sister Renee. Sister Patricia, up and early. Look at you. Praise God. Sister Tina, Brother Lester, Minister Regina, God bless you. Sister Rita, Brother Samuel, we are so glad to have you all joining this morning. Sister Tyra, God bless you. Our wonderful CFO, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to you all. As you're coming in this morning, I greet you in the name of Jesus. I greet you with a holy greeting. I would give you a kiss and a hug, but you know what time it is. So we are in the midst of this lockdown, and I thought I was really in a lockdown. Tell you a quick story as you are coming in this morning. That my cousin, I have a cousin who is Filipino, and she has been telling me stories about their situation over there in the Philippines of late. And, you know, some few weeks ago she was talking, yeah, we're on lockdown cuz, she always calls me cuz, we're on lockdown cuz. And, you know, I'm thinking lockdown like lockdown here. You know, I get out and go to, you know, give me some church, Popeye's chicken, run down the street to Walmart, pick up a couple of things, not toilet paper because that's not there, but other things, of course. And, you know, come on back to the house, go to work, do whatever I'm doing. But she's talking about real lockdown, like checkpoints. And you can only be out of your house for a few hours a day. And if you are seen on the streets, you may get beat or hauled into jail or what have you. So I want you to know, as bad as it may seem for us here in America, it is a lot worse in some other places. When they say lockdown, they mean lockdown. And she hasn't been able to work for some time. Food materials, things of this sort that we take for granted, are in very, very short supply there, if you've even got the money to get them. So I am I'm thankful this morning to be right here in good old Springfield, Missouri. I'm thankful that God has blessed us here in Greene County in particular. We don't have the numbers of COVID-19 cases that some other places do. I am thanking God for His hand of protection upon all of us, and I pray that you remain in good health. Praise God. It is definitely much worse in other countries, Minister Regina, much worse. And I know you know about that as well, working in your field, in your current field. I'll say it that way because you got many fields and many to explore coming up. At any rate, glad to be here this morning. And I want to tell you that there is a word from the Lord for this month of April. I'm excited to be able to present it to you. We have just four Sundays, not five, like I love. So I'm going to have to really kind of pack it in because there's always more, it seems, to the message than what I have time to deliver. Good morning, Sister Chris. Hosanna, 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 indeed. Happy Palm Sunday to you and happy Palm Sunday to all of the DTM family. Larry, good to see you, sir, all the way from Michigan, I believe is where you're hanging out these days. So it's good to see you. Good morning to you. Praise God. Good morning, Sister Brenda, Kansas City, Missouri. Good to see you. One of the things that's wonderful about Facebook or streaming in general, as opposed to being physically present at Deliverance Temple, which I miss. Don't get me wrong. I miss it tremendously, being there in person with all of you. But one of the wonderful things is that we're able to reach a broader audience. We're able to reach across state lines and even country lines or whatever in this streaming platform. And with that and the replays, we had, I think, last week, close to 60 people who saw the replay or live video. And that's, let me tell you, quite humbly, that's a whole lot more than normally show up on a Sunday morning at Deliverance Temple. So praise God for that. We'll see what happens, you know, after these things. I'm trying not to get ahead of myself, but I want you to know there is an after these things coming. And God wants us prepared for that. He hasn't changed his mind about us, Deliverance Temple, about the things that he wants us to do, the people that he wants us to reach, the ministry that we're to provide. And I want to make it even personal to you. He hasn't changed his mind about you. He hasn't changed his mind about what he has in store for you. There are lots of things in store for the people of God. There are lots of things that are still on his planning tablet for you, if you will. And so I'm very much looking forward to seeing what God is going to do for his people after these things. Good morning, Sister Amanda, and happy birthday to you, Sister Linda. I believe next week, actually right on Easter Sunday, is Mother Ora Maven's birthday. So we're looking forward to rejoicing with you guys. Certainly another year is always cause for celebration. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I want to pray this morning. And certainly so good to see all of you this morning. Certainly so good to see you. Sister Looney's already skipping and rejoicing, thinking about the things that are in store for her and for her family and for God's people in general, as we come through this thing and on out the other side. He's already started, see? So I'm like, okay, Holy Spirit, hold up a minute. I'm about to get there. But just on a quick side note, this isn't even my message today, y'all. But on a quick side note, some of you have heard me talk about Jeremiah 29. Now, most of the time when we think about Jeremiah 29, we go immediately to verse 11. And that's a great one. That's wonderful. We won't get there eventually. But there are verses on either side of that, believe it or not. There really are. And so in verse number 10, right before that wonderful 11th verse, which I know that I have the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope, plans for your well-being and not for disaster, all of that kind of good stuff that gets us all jazzed and hopeful and ready to move forward, which is good. But I want you to understand that he told the people of the land there in verse 10, just before verse 11, he said, it's going to be bad for a minute. You're getting ready to go into captivity. You're going to be on lockdown, in their case, for 70 years. Thank you, Jesus. I know this present situation is not going to last for 70 years. But they were on lockdown for 70 years. And he told them before it ever happened. And so this wonderful verse 11 comes on the heels of verse 10, where he says, you're getting ready to go into lockdown for 70 years, but don't be discouraged about it, because there's an after coming. And I know the plans that I have for you. Plans for your well-being, plans to give you a future and a hope, not for your destruction. You're coming out of this thing. And so I want to encourage you right off the bat this morning with those words as well, that God is still planning to do everything that he had planned to do in your life. And so even though we're going through this rough time right now, even though things are a little chaotic, crazy, and one of my favorite words, which God gave me on for New Year's Eve, unprecedented. I told you, those of you who remember, maybe some of you remember New Year's Eve service, our watch night service. I prophesied to the group that was gathered there, and man, what a group. We had about 10 churches represented there that night. It was powerful. But I had the privilege of prophesying for all of 8 minutes to the congregation. One of the things that I told them that God had shared with me was that not only would there be new vision in 2020, everybody prophesying that one, right? But also that there would be, it would be a time of new precedents, that we were about to enter into a time of unprecedented events. Now, about a month later, boom, we all began to hear the news of this mysterious novel coronavirus. And so I have just marveled as I have seen that word unprecedented popping up everywhere. God knew, just like he told his people in Jeremiah 29. He knew what was about to happen, but he encouraged them before it happened that even though you're going to go through it, we're going through it. There's no denying that we are going through right now. Not just church folk, not just Christians. We are all, as a nation, as a world, going through right now. But we are going through. That's the point. We are going through. And he has promised us things on the other side of this. There will be glory after this, Sister Linda. And we are going to be around to experience that, to enjoy that, and to share that with others. So let me get on in before I run out of time already, right? Just with the excitement that I'm feeling right off the bat. Last week, we had an opportunity to speak with you for some 5 weeks on a series that we call Spiritual Spring Cleaning. And I hope some of you really enjoyed that, got something out of that. If you need to check the replays or what have you, they are available, at least several of them. The last several weeks were available as Facebook Live replays right here on this very same page. Just scroll down and find them. But God sent that word. Ah, the audio is breaking up. I am very sorry about that. Let me speak a little more slowly and calm myself down a little bit. Are you all able to hear me well? I sure hope so. And let me tell you this also. Thankfully, I've got my audio recording. Okay, we are breaking up a bit. I am very sorry about that. Everybody and his cousin wants to get on Facebook live these days, or on Zoom, or whatever streaming platform there is. And let me tell you that I will make this audio available as an audio only, and I will post that right here in the description for this broadcast. I'll post it there. And it'll also be available on the Deliverance Temple website at deliverancetemple.org. And so if the audio is a little shaky here, and I apologize for that, I wish there was something that I could do, be very sure that the audio will be crystal clear on the recording that I'm making on the other device here. And so I will put that up so you won't miss anything. I thank you and I appreciate you being here and hanging with me while this is going on live. And again, apologize for the poor quality that you might be experiencing on your end. things look good here. Things look fine on my end. And so I have no way of knowing other than you're telling me that that there are audio problems. But we'll definitely make this audio available. It'll be crystal clear and clean. And so you'll get all of that that is coming to you. I thank God, though, that you're here, because I don't like necessarily talking to myself, although I've been known to do so. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Sister Pam. I do relish the fact that you guys do show up for Transformation Hour on Sunday mornings. I don't take you for granted at all. And I am thankful every time that you do show up. So, listen, we're about 15 minutes in. Good morning, Sister Joanne. I've got about 45 minutes and probably about 450 minutes of material in my head and heart. So let me get going here this morning. Amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We are so grateful this morning to be your children. We're so grateful to be in your presence. We thank you and we rejoice as we celebrate this Palm Sunday. God, we know that this was the start of a week that was a week of torture and pain for you. But you went through it for us, and we are so grateful today. We're so thankful today that you made a way out of no way. We're so grateful today, Lord, that even those kinds of things are not cliche, but they're real to us because you are the way maker. Ah, we thank you and we give you praise. Now, Lord, bless these who have come. Bless those who will listen to the replay by video or by audio. We pray, God, that everything that you want to get across to them today, you will do. I yield to you as your servant, Lord, your mouthpiece today. Speak, God, for we are all listening. I pray, God, that you would open up your word, open up these concepts to us, God. Prepare us not only for what we're going through right now, but prepare us for the after these things time that is coming. Help us, God, to be ready to hit the ground running. Ah, Lord, we give you praise and we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Good morning, Brad. So you might have noticed in the title to the broadcast, I'm calling this series 8 R's for right now. 8 R's. For right now. And we're going to go through those R's this month. Actually, we're going to be a little heavier on the front end because the last two or three of them deserve a Sunday of their own. So we're going to do that. Again, Sister Brenda, I apologize if the video or the audio is skipping. I do not have any way of controlling that. I know things are good on my end as far as my connection and such. So I trust that you'll get something out of this. At any rate, once again, let me reiterate that I am making an audio only of this, and it will be clean and clear. I will post that in the description for this particular live, and I'll also post that as an audio only on the deliverancetemple.org website. So you won't miss anything, even though it's skipping around right now. And I apologize for that. Good morning, Deacon and Sister Fuel. So this is Palm Sunday. And I didn't want to ignore that you know, just jump over that. Although I'm excited to get to Easter. Easter is my favorite holiday of the year. More exciting than Christmas to me, for sure. Because if there were no Easter, if there were no Resurrection Day, there certainly wouldn't be any big deal about just another baby being born somewhere. But that baby grew up. That baby lived an exemplary life. That baby lived for us and as us. That baby died for our salvation, for our reconciliation. That baby won the victory for us all. And so I give praise to God every time I think about the miracle of the resurrection. But before that all happened, we'll talk about that next Sunday a little bit, I want to tie some things together with not only Palm Sunday, but I want to tie some things together with the situation that we're experiencing right now. We are all so painfully aware of the pandemic that is affecting us all. But I want you to understand that God is not taken by surprise. And while you got a little bit of downtime, while you have a little bit of lockdown time, while you have a little bit of quarantine time, you're sequestered away, there are things that God wants to say to you to prepare you and to strengthen you, not only going through this time, but in the times after, because he does have a plan. So I want you to turn in your Bibles with me, if you will. We're just going to read through this passage. You'll probably hear it again today somewhere, either on television or maybe Bishop will preach about it a bit later on today during our morning call, our worship call. But I want to read through just very quickly the first 11 verses or so of Matthew 21. So again, this is Matthew 21. Let's see. Somebody can put that in the screen for me. Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. And this is a very familiar passage to us. We often read that on Palm Sunday. It is about the triumphal entry of Jesus into the city of Jerusalem as he begins what we call Holy Week, or the Passion Week of Christ. We know that it was this entry that kind of headlined and marked off the beginning. Thank you, sister. Marked off the beginning of the Passion Week. And it would be a week of bloody cruelty for him, but a week of salvation for us. And so I want to take a look at that real quick here. 21st chapter of Matthew, verse 1. I'm reading from the New American Standard Version of the Bible. You can read from whichever you like. And when they had approached Jerusalem and had come to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied there and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me." So much there, Lord, have mercy. "And if anyone says to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and immediately," there it is again, "immediately he will send them." Now, this took place that what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, gentle and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." And the disciples went and did just as Jesus had directed them, and brought the donkey and the colt, and laid on them their garments on which he sat. And most of the multitude spread their garments on the road, and others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them in the road. That's where we get the whole Palm Sunday thing. And the multitudes, verse 9, the multitudes going before him and those who followed after were crying and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. And when he had entered Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, who is this? And the multitudes were saying, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. My God, my God, my God, there is so much here. And I am going to leave some of that, a lot of that, to other teachers and preachers today who I'm sure are going to be working this text like it's something good to do. But my assignment this morning is to speak to you, or to begin speaking to you, about these eight R's that he shared with me. And I don't want to belabor the time, so I want to get right into it with the first R, which is remember. Remember. I want you to understand that God already knew that this time was coming. He already knew the world conditions that would exist in April of 2020. And he had prepared beforehand. In fact, I want you to understand this morning that if you will consider your own life, you have had in times past words given to you. You have had scriptures that have become part and parcel of who you are. You have had prophetic words declared to you and over you. Some of them you may have forgotten. Some of them you may have not thought much about at the time. Some of them you may have dismissed even because you really didn't see the connection with your life. But I want you to remember this morning. I want you to start first by remembering. Because what he has already said has everything to do with what's going on in your life right now. Oh my God, I hope you're getting this morning. What he already said to you has everything to do with what is going on in your life right now. You need to remember the word he gave to you already. You need to remember the prophecy that was spoken over you already. You need to remember the scripture that was so special to you at one time. You need to go back and get that. You need to remember what God has said. You need to remember what God promised. You need to remember what God prophesied to you, for you, and about you. When we look at this passage here in Matthew 21, we find that the folks began to remember. How do I know that they remembered? Because they were thinking about, and Matthew makes it clear here, these things were happening to fulfill prophecy that had already been given in the Old Testament. He quotes the prophet as saying, behold, your king is coming to you, gentle and riding on a donkey. This is exactly what had been foretold. He's helping us to understand that there was not going to be any kind of misalignment between what he had already said and what he's doing. Although it took years and years for the prophecy to fulfill itself, Matthew says, remember. Remember the word that he spoke to you. Remember what he had said. Remember. This is what's happening right now. I want you to understand that COVID-19 is no surprise to God. This situation that we're going through right now is no surprise at all to God. In fact, he had given word about this previously. And if not specifically to you, he's given you words that you need to remember right now and renew in your mind, getting ahead of myself, with respect to your specific situation. Listen, some things you've let go, some things you've put down. That's why we did, you know, all last month, this spring cleaning. God wanted us to take a look at ourselves and consider what kind of things we need to get rid of, and what kind of ideas and concepts even we need to get rid of. Let me tell you this real quick. One of the greatest impediments right now to our forward progress in the things of God is the fact that we are caught up with all kinds of crazy thoughts and concepts that don't even belong to us, that are not part of the kingdom at all and should not be part of our approach to life. But we're getting our cues. We're taking our cues from CNN. We're taking our cues from, you know, Facebook posts and craziness, you know, viral videos about conspiracy theories and who did what first and what secrets are there and is this tied to whatever. Listen, you better put that aside and focus on what God has said to you in His Word, what God has said to you in prophetic revelation, even specific personal prophecy to you before that you've let go, that you say, well, it didn't happen by Tuesday, so I thought it wasn't going to happen, so I am here. Go back and get it. Remember, that's number one. Remember His promises. Remember His prophecies. Number two, refresh. Yeah, I'm saying it over and over again on purpose. Refresh. What are we refreshing? God says, refresh your vision. Have you ever woke up in the morning? Some of you who wear glasses, I know you've had this experience. You wake up in the morning and boy, things are blurry and you have to kind of rub your eyes a bit. Of course, right now they're telling you don't touch your face, but in the privacy of your own home where you're safe and clean and your hands have been washed, you get up in the morning, you may rub your eyes. You may kind of blink a couple of times. You may put those glasses on and orient yourself, acclimate yourself to where you are and what's going on. You need to refresh your vision. Because you have remembered and are remembering what God, the Holy Spirit, is bringing to your remembrance, the words that He has spoken to you, the prophecies that you've let slip, that you're now remembering, we have the opportunity with that remembrance to now refresh our vision. Take a look at the world again. After you have remembered what God said, not what was said on CNN, not what was said on all these other news sources, real and fake and otherwise, but what God has said to you, what God has spoken, what God is still speaking, remember, as the people here in Matthew 21 remembered, their vision was refreshed. They said, okay, this is really happening. This is really happening. Things have been bad. Listen, just, you know, quick history lesson. The people in Jesus' time were living under Roman rule. The whole entire nation of Israel was living under the foot of Rome. Soldiers in the streets, governors appointed by Rome, overseeing them. And so they were living under the thumb of Roman rule. Things were bad for them in many ways. And the promises of God, the special nature of the nation of Israel seemed to have faded. But here, riding on a donkey into Jerusalem at the beginning of what we call Holy Week, comes Jesus. And the people's remembrance is stirred. to what God had prophesied, what God had already spoken to them. And they find themselves in a place of refreshed vision. God wants to refresh your vision. He wants you to remember what he said and to take stock that he means and intends to do every bit of it. And so we need to refresh our vision. We need to rub our eyes, spiritually speaking. We need to put on our glasses. We need to take another look. Because things don't necessarily mean what CNN or MSNBC or Fox are telling you that they mean. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for us, Deliverance Temple Ministries. God has not forgotten about us. God has not overlooked us. We may have overlooked some things. We may have forgotten some things, but God has not. And so I want you to understand this morning that as we remember what God has said and take stock in that, give it priority over what others are saying, that we will find our vision refreshed. R number three, renew. What are we renewing? God says, I want you to renew your commitment. Again, we've let some things slip. We've overlooked some things. We've forgotten some things. Back to the remembering part, because we have failed to remember what he said, because we perhaps didn't even really take stock in what he said to begin with, perhaps because it didn't happen quickly enough for us, we said, well, it's not going to happen. He must have changed his mind. Or maybe that wasn't even God. Maybe I missed it. Remember, refresh, and renew. Renew your commitment. There was a time when you said yes to God. There was a time when you said, whatever you say, God, I say yes. Whatever you want to do, Lord, with me, yes. Wherever you want to take me, yes. Really? Really? Because that's what he's calling for now, is a renewal of that commitment. Holy Spirit is causing you even now to remember some things. And in the coming days, watch out. He's going to bring to your remembrance some things, even some personal words that were given to you. You'll find that your vision is being refreshed. You'll find, yeah, wait a minute. What about that? Yeah, we can still do that. Yeah, now is the time. It's been a long time coming. I've been through a lot. I had some failures. I had some disappointments. Some people left me. But my vision is refreshed, and I'm making a renewed commitment. Yes, God, I'm giving you my yes again. I know I slipped. I know I failed. I know I put it to the side. I know I discounted it. I know I found every reason not to do it, not to be part of what you are planning for me. But now's the time. 2020 is here. Now is the time for a renewed commitment. Listen, as we look at this 21st chapter of Matthew, and we take a look at this triumphal entry, I want to point out just a couple of quick things along the lines of remembering, refreshing, and renewing to you just quickly, and then we'll be done today. When Jesus sent the disciples to get the donkey, I can only imagine that they're like, what? Do what? Go what? And immediately shows up here a couple of times because the thing is already set in motion. What you don't realize and what I'm trying to get you to understand and appreciate is that The wheels are already in motion. I know it seems like we're just sitting still right now. Lockdown, quarantine, all that kind of thing. But the wheels are in motion for the thing that God already spoke before. And so when you align yourself with what he's bringing to your remembrance, when you refresh your vision, things that you weren't even paying attention to now become visible. Here's a donkey with a colt, just like Jesus says. Jesus anticipates their hesitation. I know we don't hesitate. When the Lord tells us something, we're right on top of it, right? Yeah. I know that we are just like these disciples. We're like, so we're supposed to just go get this donkey, untie it, and bring it to you. What if? Because we're so good at what ifs. Jesus already anticipates their what if, and he says, if anyone says something to you, just tell them the Lord has need of them. This is part of the plan. And they will immediately send them with you, which is exactly what happened. So again, Matthew points out, this is to fulfill prophecy. It is the manifestation of something that God already had spoken. I want you to understand, if you hear nothing else I've said today, that God intends to do all that he has promised to you. God intends to fulfill every prophetic word that he's given to you. He has not quit on you. He has not given up on you. He has not changed his mind about you. His love is as strong and as burning hot for you as it has ever been. And so despite our slack, despite our failures, despite disappointments that happen to us even, I want you to understand that God is still absolutely committed to you, and he is calling for your recommitment to him. They go and they get the donkey. And here the people begin to see, and the people no doubt begin to remember the word of the Lord spoken. Behold, your king is coming, riding on a donkey. Gentle. I want to point out that the scripture says he's coming gently. We're expecting oftentimes God to show up in some big calamitous whirlwind. That's what happened to Elijah when he ran from Jezebel, ended up in a cave. He's looking for God in a whirlwind. Wasn't there. Here comes the earthquake. No, not there. But in a small, gentle voice, here comes the Lord. During this quarantine time, during this lockdown, I want you to turn off the TV a little bit, all right? I'm okay with you watching your favorite program, but you don't have to watch 24/7. And for God's sake and yours, please turn off the doggone news some. Listen, if you get an hour of news a day, that's probably too much. Yes, that's what I say. It's probably too much already. They're going to tell you the same thing. Some numbers go up, some numbers go down, this, that, or the other. We're still working on a cure and a vaccine. Okay, got it. Now, what were you saying, Lord? Because God, he's speaking. God, the Holy Spirit, wants to remind you of some things so that you can remember, so that you can refresh your vision and get some new insights on what is going on, what you're really looking at, what is really happening in your situation. Can I tell you this real quick? I'm going to. What's happening with your neighbor down the street? may have very little to do with you. What's happening, in New Jersey or Ontario, Canada, may have very little to do with what God is saying to you right now. There's a word specifically for you, for your household, for your ministry, for your business. Yeah. And he's probably already said it in one form or another. Holy Spirit wants to remind you. He wants you to remember so that you can refresh your vision. Take a look again at the situation and allow God to show you what's really going on and what it means for you specifically. And then it requires a commitment on your part. Now, these people here, as they begin to remember, this is Matthew 21, talking about the Palm Sunday, as we call it, the triumphal entry of Christ into Jerusalem, comes riding in on this borrowed colt of a donkey. And the people are laying out their cloaks before him. The people are cutting off palm branches and lining the streets with him, preparing the way of the Lord. Now listen, that's a sign of recommitment to the vision that has now been refreshed by their remembrance. They're saying, this is the time. I want you to understand this morning that this is the time for a lot of what God has already prophesied, what he's already spoken. Some of the things that for Deliverance Temple Ministries have seemed to have laid dormant for so long. We're going to have opportunities, Deliverance, like we've not had in some time after this. Because guess what? People having time to think while they're up in their house. People are being shaken by this thing. People are scared. People are very much afraid, very much concerned. People are reflecting right now. People are thinking, you know, man, when I get out of here, when I get back to normal, I don't want my normal to be normal anymore. And so there is coming for you individually. There is coming for you, even, dare I say, financially. There's coming for you business owners, a refreshing and a time of blessing. There is coming for us as a ministry at Deliverance Temple, opportunities to serve and to minister and to reach people, dare I say, in an unprecedented fashion. It's that time. I know we're in the midst of some craziness right now. I understand. I get that we are facing uncertainties all around us, it seems. We don't know. Things are changing daily. But I want you to understand that there is a steadiness to be found in remembering the Word of God. There is a steadiness to be found in remembering what He has said to you. There is a steadiness to be found in getting alone with him and letting him speak to you. Letting him remove the clutter, remove the craziness, so that you can hear his voice, so that he can remind you that his promises are still true, that he absolutely is committed to you, and that if you will allow him to refresh your vision. Get excited again about who God is and about what he has said to you. Pick up that thing that you put down, that thing that you've, you know, given up on before. Pick it up. This is the time. This is the time. We are in the springtime of the year, and besides pollen, there are all kinds of things popping out. Buds and daffodils and dogwoods and what have you, and it reminds us of the refreshing. Nature is going through its own refreshing time. It knows what time and season it is. And so it's acting in accordance with that. God wants us to understand what time and what season it is so that we too can act in accordance with that. This is the thing prophesied. Listen, when you are in the middle of winter and you got 4 feet of snow and it's 20 degrees outside and that kind of thing, you may find yourself trying to remember that spring is coming. Spring is coming. And when it finally gets there, you're pulling off that coat in a hurry. You're pulling off those earmuffs in a hurry because you're so happy to align yourself with the season that has now come. I want you to understand that the season of your deliverance is here. The season of your abundance and prosperity is here. I know it doesn't look like it. I know when that first little bud appears on the tree looks pretty much still barren. There are no leaves. There are no evidence that there's going to be this full tree, if it's a fruit tree, that there are going to be fruit growing on the tree very, very soon. You have just this little bitty bud on the tree. But begin to rejoice. Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. Remember that if he's done it before, he will do it again. Understand that the season is emerging. Your season is emerging. Your season is now emerging. It's time for you to remember what he said. Refresh your vision. Get excited again about it. And renew your commitment to hit the ground running. Now's the time. Now's the time. Listen, some of us have had thoughts and plans and dreams on the back burner. I know that there are books to be written here at Deliverance Temple. I know that there are businesses to be birthed here at Deliverance Temple. I know that there are ministries to be born here at Deliverance Temple. I know that there are dreams that have laid dormant that God is stirring to your remembrance. And he's saying, now's the time. Refresh and renew. Refresh and renew. Listen, spring is a time of hope. And this Palm Sunday, as we celebrate and remember that eventful day as Jesus came into Jerusalem at the beginning of Holy Week, of Passion Week there, the people's vision was renewed. And for at least a time, they recommitted to what God had said. They found in the presence of Jesus here hope. Maybe God still intends to do this thing. Maybe God still intends to deliver us. Maybe God still intends to prosper us. Maybe God still intends to heal us. Absolutely, he does. Absolutely, he does. Pick up what you've put down. Remember what you've forgotten. Let Holy Spirit this week, as we think about the passion of Christ, as we think about the blessedness of God becoming man and opening the way of salvation to us, as we think about the horrendous things that Jesus himself went through for us, the suffering that he went through for us, and as we approach next week, Resurrection Day, let us think this week upon what we may have let slip, what we may have forgotten, what we may have put down, what God said to us, what he promised us that we maybe have kind of given up on. Deliverance Temple, I'm speaking to you. Individuals, I'm speaking to you. Families, I'm speaking to you. Ministers, I'm speaking to you. Business people, I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to you. Let hope Arise, your king is coming. Let hope arise. Your king is here. Let hope arise. Your salvation draws near. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Listen, I'm going to leave it there this week. And I'm hopeful that I said something to you that is of blessing, that is of encouragement. And I really, 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 really hope that you'll take this to heart this week. You know, refresh, renew, remember. Come back and listen to this. Again, I promise I'll put the audio up so it'll be crystal clear for whatever breakup there may have been here on Facebook Live. And I want you to at least listen to this one more time this week, at least. Take some notes. Really get with God and allow him to make this thing real to you, because this is a word from the Lord. I promise you this is a word from the Lord. It is a time that he's wanting to stir our remembrance. It's a time that he's wanting us to realize our salvation is near. He has not forgotten about us. He has not forgotten. Oh my God. He has not forgotten about you. He's not forgotten about you. He has not forgotten about you. He is touched with the feeling of your infirmity, what you're going through right now, everything you're experiencing right now. He's right there. He's concerned about that. And he has a promise for you. He has a word for you. He has a new vision for you. And he invites you to recommit, because he's going to do marvelous things in your life. Listen, it's been a joy to be with you today. And I pray that you will also be on the conference call this morning that's coming up at 11 o'clock a.m. We are, during this this lockdown, during this quarantine, meeting every Sunday morning on the telephone at 11 o'clock a.m. The information is here in this Facebook page. I'll probably also pin it to the description for this particular broadcast. But I want you to be on that call. It's going to be awesome. Our own Bishop David Knox will be speaking today, and I'm looking very much forward to hearing a word from our Bishop. It's going to be a great time in the Lord. And we look forward to seeing you, or at least hearing you then. And then this next Wednesday evening, 6 p.m., our midweek time, with Minister Regina Rogers right here on Facebook, on our DT Live Facebook page. So until then, God bless you, and keep looking up. Amen. Hosanna. God bless. Bye-bye now.